Hey there, sports history fan. Arnie Chapman here from the Sports History Network. Now, before you jump into this episode, I wanted to share with you an exciting giveaway we have going on with Home Field Apparel. We have a digital $50 gift card to homefieldapparel.com for one lucky fan of the Sports History Network. All you got to do is head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways to sign up. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways.
In this video, we look at the NFL number one draft picks who have also won a prestigious Heisman Trophy. These players have not only excelled in college football, but have also succeeded in the NFL. From legends like Cam Newton to recent stars like Joe Burrow, we cover the complete list of players who have achieved this rare feat. Join us as we explore the intersection of college and professional football greatness and the NFL number one draft pick, coming up in just a moment.
This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. Your host, Darren Hayes, is podcasting from America's North Shore to bring you the memories of the gridiron one day at a time. So as we come out of the tunnel of the Sports History Network, let's take the field and go no huddle through the portal of positive gridiron history with PigskinDispatch.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hello, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com. Welcome once again to the Pigpen, and welcome to our draft special, as we're going to look at some of the greatest picks in NFL history. Heisman Trophy winners who went number one selection in the NFL draft over the years. And we have a complete list here, and there's some really great players, and maybe some that did really well in college, won the Heisman, but maybe not so well in the professional level at the NFL. So since the inception of the NFL draft in 1936, there have been 30 players who were both number one overall pick and a Heisman winner. Now, we're going to cover some of these and really focus in on the quarterbacks, because that's our two candidates that could possibly go this year. It would have been Jaden Daniels, who won the 2023 Heisman Trophy. And we also have Caleb Williams, who won the 2022 Heisman Trophy. Williams, of course, from USC. Daniels from LSU. Both quarterbacks. So it's going to be interesting to see who the Chicago Bears, or if they trade out of that pick, who will be selected there. Our money is probably... Now everybody is predicting it's going to be Caleb Williams or Jaden Daniels. And most people are clamoring for the fact that the Chicago Bears will trade, not trade, and keep the pick and take Caleb Williams, because they're sort of devoid of their starting quarterback right now, with trading Justin Fields recently for a sixth-round pick. So that sort of gives all indications they want their quarterback. And with that number one pick, they have their pick of anybody in college football that's eligible for the draft. So that should be extremely interesting. So let's go into our formulas here and take a look at who some of these great players were over the years. Now, back in 1935, the very first NFL draft, it was also the year of the first, what is considered the Heisman Trophy. It was called the Downtown Athletic Club Trophy that first year. And Jay Berwanger of the University of Chicago Maroons was that winner, and he was also the number one pick by the Philadelphia Eagles and their owner, Burt Bell, who came up with the inception of the NFL draft, as we found out a few years ago from his son, Upton Bell, who told us and recorded this in our podcast. So, you know, we thank Upton for that. Jay Berwanger, though, never played professional football. He felt it was not as lucrative as going into the business world, and he was right. Back then, 1936, he didn't make very much money playing pro football. Made a lot more money going into business and Wall Street and financial type things, being a banker. I can't remember exactly what Jay Berwanger did, but he did one of those and did very well at it, and made a nice living, nice life for himself. 1940 was the next one. Tom Harmon, the great Michigan halfback, ended up being the number one pick by the Chicago Bears. In 1942, it was Frank Sinkwich from Georgia that was chosen by the Detroit Lions. And Angelo Bertelli of Notre Dame ended up going to the Boston Yanks in 1943, Heisman Trophy winner, number one pick. Leon Hart of Notre Dame with the Detroit Lions. He ended up being a three-time NFL champion and Pro Bowl and All-Pro player. 1949, Leon Hart was drafted number one. 1956, here's another legend, Paul Hornung of Notre Dame, Green Bay Packers star halfback, Pro Football Hall of Fame, so another good pick there. Two Notre Dame guys in a row, that 49 and 56 with Leon Hart and Paul Hornung. Billy Cannon of LSU was the number one pick by the Los Angeles Rams, but he was never signed. He ended up going to the AFL, and I believe with Houston, ended up being two Pro Bowls and twice an All-Pro and an AFL championship there. So interesting, a number one NFL pick goes to the AFL instead. 1961, Ernie Davis out of Syracuse was the Washington Redskins' number one pick, but was soon traded to the Cleveland Browns, but unfortunately, because of health issues, never ended up playing in the NFL, died shortly thereafter, had some great potential there. Terry Baker in 1962, the Oregon State quarterback, ended up going number one to the Los Angeles Rams after winning the Heisman. O.J. Simpson of USC, the Buffalo Bills, made it to the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Brilliant career by O.J. Simpson. Jim Plunkett, 1970, from Stanford, New England Patriots, chose him. He didn't do real great with the New England Patriots, but had a resurged career back in Oakland with the Raiders, won a Super Bowl, and had a great career there. Billy Sims from Oklahoma with the Detroit Lions in 1978. George Rogers from South Carolina, New Orleans Saints in 1980. 1985, Bo Jackson, a two-sport star from the Auburn Tigers. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers selected him. He ended up going to the Raiders and had a great career before injury sidelined him. Vinny Testaverde in 1986 from the Miami Hurricanes ended up going also to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, but bounced around the league, had some good, decent success. Not a Hall of Fame career, never a championship quarterback, but had a very serviceable quarterback. Carson Palmer from USC went to the Cincinnati Bengals in 2002, had a great career with the Bengals, and then moved on to play for Arizona for a few years. A very serviceable quarterback there. An injury sort of cost him some of his prime-time career and sort of set him back a little bit. 2008, Sam Bradford from Oklahoma played for the St. Louis Rams. Good career. Cam Newton from Auburn took the Carolina Panthers to a Super Bowl and later played for the Patriots. 2010 was his year. Good career. Not sure. He might not be done yet. There's rumors that he might come back out again. He's wanting to go still play. So still young enough, only 14 years into his career. Didn't play last year. 2013, Jameis Winston of Florida State went to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He is still playing. So who knows? I believe he's with the Cleveland Browns for the 2024 season. He could get some time and maybe catch on. Another connection to the Cleveland Browns was Baker Mayfield in 2017, a quarterback out of Oklahoma, and his career is still going, and he's now with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So interesting, Jameis Winston drafted by the Buccaneers, now with the Browns, exact opposite for Baker Mayfield, and they didn't even exactly trade him. They bounced around to other teams in between. 2020, Joe Burrow, and the jury is still out on this young man. He took the Bengals to the Super Bowl, I believe in his second year. He was from LSU. And 2023, Bryce Young from Alabama, who ended up going number one to the Carolina Panthers last year. So just some very interesting quarterbacks and running backs in that whole group there. And we actually have a few more here we can even throw into that if you like to talk about number ones. They had, Tom Harmon... just a great list of players there. Now, there's the challenges of adaptation is one of the problems of going from the college level to the professional level. You know, leap from college to NFL is significant. There's stronger competition, more complex defenses, and the demands of the professional game can expose weaknesses that are not evident at the college level. Injuries can also derail a promising career, as we saw, you know, possibly with Bo and some of the other, Carson Palmer, maybe those set their careers back a little bit after starting off pretty hot. Now, the quarterback emphasis, notably quarterbacks dominate this category, and the pressure on these top quarterbacks is immense as they're expected to be franchise cornerstones right away. Running backs and defensive players drafted first overall less frequently have that pressure and have yet to see the same boom or bust pattern. But you do have, you know, players like Akili Smith that, Kajana Carter, who was drafted very highly and never really panned out as a good running back after having a great college season. Now, Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels, the two very good college quarterbacks, and both seem to translate well into the NFL. They both have good arms. They both have decent mobility, and they both played in, you know, Power 5 programs that NFL teams just love and drool over. So these guys, it should be interesting to see what Chicago does. So overall, winning the Heisman Trophy and being drafted number one doesn't guarantee NFL stardom. It's a complex equation in which talent and adaptation and a little bit of luck play crucial roles. Now, some players thrive under the pressure while others struggle to translate their college dominance at the professional level. And we see that time and time again that the players end up being busts that won the Heisman. Sometimes, you know, in the case of, you know, Jay Berwanger, like we talked about, or that, you know, were wanted by NFL teams, or we have Charlie Ward, who won the Heisman and never ended up playing in the NFL, and so he probably could have got picked up somewhere, but was undrafted, ended up going in the NBA because he's a talented athlete and had some great success there in the NBA. So, you know, who knows how this is going to go this year, but it's interesting, and it sure is great to talk about and to learn about these great individuals that are playing and playing at such a high level. And, you know, we would love to talk more about this, and we are right after this message. All right, we're back. Let's go a little bit more into some of our quarterbacks that were drafted number one and won the Heisman Trophy. We told you about Angelo Bertelli, and he ended up going into World War II. And after serving in the Marines in that great war, Bertelli played for the All-American Football Conference. He played in that league and had some success there. Ended up being a good player in that. Terry Baker at Oregon State, 1962, played three seasons for the Los Angeles Rams, and in one season in the CFL, never really panned out as much success in either of those leagues. Jim Plunkett, like we talked about, struggled with the Pats and 49ers earlier in his career, but ended up winning the Super Bowl 15, and got the MVP award for that big game by guiding the Raiders to victory. And, you know, what a great moment that was for Jim Plunkett and his family. Testaverde played with seven NFL teams in a 21-year career, enjoyed two Pro Bowl seasons, and became the oldest starting quarterback to win a game in NFL history at the age of 43. Tells you he was a durable quarterback, still serviceable, still could compete. And some, you know, 21 years into the league and starting a game, that's pretty good. Now, Carson Palmer of USC was instantly the face of the Bengals franchise, and, you know, he was a top-notch quarterback, but had those injury problems, and after having two Pro Bowl bursts and just never really could get going with the Bengals, ended up letting them go and tried to go to a different system, different quarterback. And the Cardinals, they tried to resurrect his career, but just really couldn't get things flowing there, like we talked about. Sam Bradford, great expectations of this young arm that came out of Oklahoma. But he just was just a guy. You know, he just really wasn't that thing. He showed some bits and glimmers of promise at some points, and other times he looked like just another guy at throwing the ball out there. Cam Newton, yeah, what a star-studded talent he was. And but, you know, like, age catches up with everybody, and so do defensive coordinators, and eventually figured out Cam Newton's weapons of his legs and his strong throwing arm and accuracy, and ended up figuring out how to neutralize his effectiveness after a few years. But what a beast he was early on. Jameis Winston, you know, he was, you know, came out like, you know, playing very well, but sort of got into some trouble with throwing interceptions and maybe some poor choices of where some windows to throw into, and sort of got him benched and moved out of town and moved on to the Saints and, you know, some other teams. And now he's with the Browns. So maybe, you know, he's a backup. Maybe you can sit back and watch a little bit, learn and from Deshaun Watson, and maybe make his career resurrect. Baker Mayfield, you know, everybody left him for thinking he was going to go into the USFL or the Canadian Football League, but the Rams signed him last year. He had some decent success there. I'm sorry, 2 years ago they Rams signed him, and ended up, you know, playing all right. And, you know, last year with Tampa Bay, you know, took him to the playoffs, and he, you know, they were a pretty good team. He was very serviceable, and now he's got a big contract with the Buccaneers to extend his career. Kyler Murray is one that we did not talk about. Heisman winner, went number one. He was, you know, drafted as the first selection in the 2019 NFL draft, and had some injuries over the last few seasons, but man, as he showed some really bursts of talent and really scary guy to try to defend, because he's quick and fast and can also throw the ball, the long ball, with some great touch, and has some great weapons there to guide him too. So who knows where he'll do. And Joe Burrow, you know, this poor guy's had some rough injuries that his rookie year, you know, came out like gangbusters, and, you know, suffering, I believe, an ACL. And last year, just, you know, that horrific injury, just throwing the ball, and just his arm just went sort of ragdolled and limp, and, you know, had some injury there and couldn't finish the rest of the season, missed about half the season. Hopefully he's back to health, and because this guy has really got a great head on his shoulders, makes some really great choices. So it'll be interesting to see if he goes. And Bryce Young really struggled his rookie year with Carolina Panthers, but didn't really have a lot of talent around him to build upon. Now, the Panthers have got to work and, you know, build up their line a little bit. They've got him some receivers like Deontay Johnson and others, and maybe surrounding him with a little bit more talent and having a year under his belt, and a coaching staff that's coming in fresh to use his talents. We'll see what happens there, but with you know, Bryce Young. So, but all the eyes are on Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels, and where will they go? And will one of them be the number one overall pick in the NFL after winning a Heisman? That's a big question. We are about a week away to find out that answer. And, you know, till then, you know, just enjoy this great history of the Heisman winners that went number one, because it looks like we're probably going to have one happen once again. And maybe these two, whichever one does make it, will be a success in the NFL. Hopefully they both will. And but only one could be number one pick. So that's our story for today. That's our history. We really thank you for joining us. Take the time to hit the subscribe button down below. We'd appreciate that. And I'd love to have you on. And if you'll follow us on our quizzes that are happening about five times a week, these history segments that we have, we're visiting with guests, authors, and historians to tell the story of football. And we've got some special things lined up here on YouTube and the podcast this year. So stay with us, and don't forget to join pigskindispatch.com for some great stories there as well, and jerseydispatch.com. We cover all the North American sports by their jersey numbers. Till next time, everybody, have a great gridiron day.
Peeking up at the clock, the time's running down. We're going to go into victory formation, take a knee, and let this baby run out. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you back tomorrow for the next podcast.
We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. Pigskindispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Do you wish you knew more about the 100 seasons of the NFL? You're in luck because you found the Football History Dude podcast, where each episode is a journey back in time to learn about the rich history of the NFL. From the founding of the league in an auto showroom, all the way to what it is today, America's favorite sport and a behemoth of an industry. My name is Ernie Chapman. Football is my passion, and I want you to come along with me each week to explore the yesteryear of the gridiron. So hop on board my DeLorean, and let's get this baby up to 88 miles per hour.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.